Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. I'm CASM Radio Farm Director Joel Gill. Your report is brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service, located right off I-94 in Avon. Go see Chad and the whole Mid-Soda crew. They can help you out. Get that trailer you're looking for. Get that job done and do it right. And, they'll set you up. They can also custom design a trailer for you and what you need it for. This week on your report, we visit with the Minnesota Commissioner of Agriculture, Tom Peterson. He joined us on Friday, recapping the 2026 Minnesota Organic Conference that wrapped up in St. Cloud. And a lot of topics to touch on. And he said, once again, it was an event that was well attended this year, the Minnesota Organic Conference.
It really was. And, you know, Joe, it's kind of interesting. I hit a lot of farm shows, and sometimes some of them in meetings, some seem down and some seem way up. And that was the case with our organic task for our conference. I don't know what it was, but this is the 24th year that we've had it there in St. Cloud, and had a great, great attendance, biggest in many years. Our trade show, almost 90 booths sold out, and that was just really good. A lot of interest, you know, and I think a lot of times people think, organic, you know, and whatnot too, but a lot of people just want to look at some of the practices, kind of consider, look at options. So a lot of people may not be organic farmers there, but just kind of looking at it, trying to get some, maybe some potential options, a lot of business people too as well. So always interesting. I think we have about a little over 600 certified organic farmers in the state, and then a couple hundred organic processors in the state. So it's a good business for Minnesota, and always a good option for farmers who want to try it.
You know, sometimes I got my blinders on and I just go strictly to, oh, you must be talking about organic dairy, but it goes far beyond that there, Tom.
It really does. What I really focused on a lot yesterday and what I saw in the crowd was a lot of organic crop farmers. So we saw a lot of folks that raise corn, soybeans, wheat, and looking at those options. You know, when we look at soybeans, soybeans been in the news a lot. The United States imports a lot more soybeans than we export on organic. So there's an opportunity there to help feed that livestock market, Joe. And so Turkey being a number of big supplier of soybeans to us, organic. And so looking at, is there a way to kind of fill that up? But then fruit, vegetables, all kinds of things as well.
You know, kind of scratching the surface on the crops too. I think a lot of farmers are looking for ways to lower input costs, but you might be then all of a sudden affecting your yield at the end, though, so they're trying to find that happy balance for their farm.
Yeah, it really is, you know, and as people look at that, and I think, you know, some of the techniques, and really depends on your soils and other things, on your weed pressure that you're going to have, and, you know, and there's a lot of farmers that, you know, really have seen some strong yields on organics, you know, a couple hundred bushel acre corn, and then when you're hitting that higher price, that works pretty good, so... you know, and that's one of the things the conference does, is that we have farmers that are able to talk to other farmers and not always tell them what goes right, but also tell them what goes wrong sometimes too. Because I think that's, you know, as a, you know, and being a farmer myself too, is, you know, it's helpful for me to kind of hear it from somebody who's done it and maybe, you know, not afraid to say like, oh, I tried this and it didn't work. Because that weed pressure, that's the, you know, the big part of it. So always interesting.
Commissioner of Agriculture Tom Peterson joining us. I know this year, just like other years, you've had a chance to kind of lead a government panel there at the conference. How did that go this year?
Well, you know, Joe, with, you know, everything going on in the world right now, I was thinking, you know, how great that panel was, because we had a nice bipartisan panel with Senator Putnam and Representative Paul Anderson, myself, Kurt Blomgren, who's the head of the state FSA, and somebody from Klobuchar's office, Fischbach Emmer's office. So, you know, and we, you know, all answered great questions about agriculture. A lot of questions about the cost share program and the state program, questions about actually about, you know, controlling deer that get in and eat those high value crops too, and other things like that. And so very interesting to also hear what are funding, grants, loans, and things like that that are available for farmers. So really something, this is the third year that we've done that. Full house to, you know, hear from folks and ask questions. So that was good to have all those folks together, bipartisanly working together.
Yeah, usually you hit that first of the year. I know I've seen some of the news releases about some of these programs, some of the dollars that are available. It's kind of the kickstart to things.
It really is, you know, and I think a lot of that does flow through the county FSA office. And, you know, and Kurt really has hit the ground running. He's been a great partner as the state FSA director. And, you know, and so working through that. And then we have our Rural Finance Authority, which kind of piggies back on some of that with loans. And, you know, and so it's important to work together to provide some opportunities for our farmers.
You know, Tom, I just read some hay prices before, you know, over in Sauk Center. They had a hay auction yesterday. Anything up by you?
Joe, I've had a hard time getting to the hay auction, and I was going to try to get to Rock Creek here on Thursday. To be honest, I'm running low on hay, too, so I got to see, but now I might have to work. So I haven't been able to catch up on my prices either. I always say when I go to the auction, it does double duty because I need it personally, but then I can see firsthand who's buying, who's not, what are the prices, and I haven't been able to do that for about a month, so I'm going to see what I can do here.
You know, this weather plays, you know, issues when it comes to bedding, and I did see straw bales go up about 10 to 20 bucks a bale this week. So
yeah, that's what I've heard. I've heard that. So it's see a lot going up 94. You see those semis and those big squares coming from the Dakotas, Montana, or wherever they're heading, or western Minnesota. And, yeah, a lot of those this last week when I was heading up that way.
Minnesota Commissioner of Agriculture Tom Peterson joining us here on CASM Radio, as he did on Friday during our noontime news, recapping the 2026 Minnesota Organic Conference in St. Cloud. And all details point to another success this year. So, yeah, congratulations. And definitely, I think a area in agriculture that will continue to draw more interest and also continue to grow over the years as well. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report brought to you each Saturday morning by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service right off I-94 in Avon.